Okay, let's go. Right. Hi, and welcome to the second podcast of Vantage Roadshow.
Take three.
Drew's not here at the moment. He's on holiday with his family.
Camping with his family.
Patrick.
Hello.
You're not wearing any trousers.
I'm not. I'm free like a bird.
Dopey, you are wearing trousers.
I am, and I'm here too, so take both those boxes.
Oh, I'm here as well, Dopey.
I'm here as well. I actually live here.
You were here last time.
Okay,
he's
so...
He's always here at his house.
Well, not always. I'm usually at work.
And I don't have a job. Maybe it's Dopey.
Yes, I'm the only one that has an income for this group, so, yeah.
Excuse me.
Donate to Vantage Roadshow. Let's get some donations in. Okay, we're going to start with a bit of a pun-off.
Okay.
Because, Dopey, you say that you are the pun master.
Indeed. The reaction is, that I always get, is, they're so awful, but really, that is a sign of a truly great pun.
I think his puns are rubbish, so I'm going to out-pun him today. So, Patrick, if you would be so kind to... give us a topic.
Oh, this is why I don't think of any... Right. Badgers.
What?
I can't think of any. Damn.
I'll win that.
Sorry. Sorry. That was me.
I'll win that. I'll take it. It's my badge of honour.
Oh.
That's nothing to do with badges.
Badge. It fits. Badge. Badge.
Oh, stop badgering me.
I like it. I like it.
Did you hear my one at the start? Oh, you can't think of any. Damn.
That's beavers.
Yeah.
All right, now moving on.
Give us a new topic, a broader topic.
Let's push this one underground.
All right. Nice.
The London Underground.
Okay.
This will be a speedy round then.
I'm hungry. I'm going to go make myself some oysters.
Yeah.
I'll be handing that to you.
God, they were both awful.
What, you're out already?
I'm
going to ring up Victoria. I'd like some Piccadilly on my sandwiches.
See, now you're saying,
the Piccadilly line.
I'm quite cross, I didn't think anymore, actually.
Yeah, you should be, right.
Cross, that was a
this is an
there.
Awful segment.
All right.
I still want
do we have one more topic or two more topics? Two more topics.
Oh my gosh. I do apologise.
Do you want it really general or do you want it quite...
Just like a broad sort of... like
food!
Too broad. Like
vegetables.
Okay, yeah. Vegetables is sort of broad enough.
Only green vegetables. I'm joking. No, just vegetables.
Oh, first of all, okay. I like the sound of this, actually. It'll be a sweet corn round. I was going to say sweet round, but then you wouldn't have the corn to make it make sense.
Well, it's right. Oh, I mean, yeah. Your jacket's got some swede on it.
Chance. Morning.
Swede.
Oh, this is going to be a swede victory.
It's too peasy for you.
I like that one. Sorry, that's my favourite so far.
Oh, gosh. I'm so dull. I'm literally looking... I'm going to start acting like a cabbage.
You're gonna start acting like a cabbage?
Yeah, because cabbages are just. Cabbage.
You've got red like a tomato.
Red like. That's a simile!
Dopey's winning. That is a simile, to be fair, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have peasy, that's great.
Alright, calm down, Spud. Spud! It's a potato!
Yeah,
I know,
I appreciated
but
that.
Is that really a pun?
It's better than. A sweet corn round.
Yeah,
let's just carrot on.
Oh peas.
Oh,
this is so shit. You were supposed to say something like weddings or golf.
All right, golf.
Oh, this.
You get four chances. Boom. Right. I've already done one.
Four.
Yeah.
Perfect. There won't be a hole in this one.
That's all right.
I'm so sweaty, this tea shirt is sticking to me.
Alright, you can piss off. It's awful.
Oh, this is... The course of this is going downhill.
Oh, that was above par.
Shit.
Hang on, I got a bogey.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll join the club, actually.
You can join the club, I'm going to go for a drive.
Oh,
Dopey, you're turning green.
Are you joining?
No, I'm just joining.
I'm just going to give him a play in the sandbox.
The sandbox! Oh, mate, you're gonna want to bury your head in the bunker after that one.
Sandbox! I don't know anything about golf.
Okay, right, I think we're going to need to work on the structure of that game.
Right, let's not do puns anymore.
So that was puns, we're going to move on. We'll see you after the short break. Okay, yeah, this is working, right. Hi, welcome back after that short break. We're going to be carrying on with a bit more of a serious topic. So we're going to hand you over to Dopey to talk freely about the politics.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hello. Now, obviously recent events have seen a lot of change in UK politics. Theresa May is now Prime Minister. I hope you enjoyed your human right. You can say goodbye to them. Now, there was a video released earlier this week about, yesterday, about how Theresa May apparently destroyed Jeremy Corbyn in Prime Minister questions. And quite frankly, she didn't. The media said she did, but she didn't. She just avoided all of his questions and insulted him with a bit of a sneer, like a Tory, a typical Tory. So, she didn't win that.
This segment was your idea.
This would be so much better if Drew was here.
Oh yeah, it would be.
Because Dopey's very Labour based, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
and
same.
Drew is very Tory based, though
this
he
is
would
true.
Defend, so.
Yeah.
This is called the bend.
Maybe we should save this.
Yeah, okay, that was Dopey with the politics. Dum 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 dum.
The vote to Pokemon.
Oh, Charlieanne's evolved two Pokemon.
Charlieanne has evolved two Pokemon.
Oh, very well. I've evolved up to about 12 now, so she can catch up.
Congrats, I've evolved none, and Dopey doesn't have Pokemon Go.
Okay, so to end this podcast in the next few minutes, shall we play a bit of a quiz?
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to be doing a Doctor Who quiz, I believe.
Yes! Doctor Who quiz. This is says to be set. Right. This is said to be the world's toughest Doctor Who quiz.
Bring it on.
Right.
Easy.
Should we just do buzzers?
Yeah, I'm going to have...
And chop.
I'll have... I need a quick one.
Ding.
Ding. I'll have ding. It's going to make it Doctor Who related, but just have ding. Let's do a ding in Doctor Who.
Okay. What company were the Cybermen...
Cybus Industries.
Which planet are the Slovene?
Ding! Rax and Korik, you're fellow Pretorius.
I don't know because it's spelt so weirdly, I don't know which one it is. Right, third question. What do the Daleks call...
The oncoming storm.
oncoming storm.
That's the Christopher Eccleston.
Aye.
Which one of these stars hasn't made a cameo appearance? Mike Skinner, Gillian Anderson?
Gillian Anderson.
Bill Nighy and
John
Cleese.
Gillian Anderson.
Oh no, cheese.
And John Cleese.
I'm still digging. Ding, ding.
So you think Gillian Anderson?
I was going to say Gillian Anderson.
I don't know if that's correct or not, but we'll find out after.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing. So you've got two, he's got one, and maybe two. Which director said that the world would be a poorer place without Doctor Who?
Peter Jackson.
He's not on the list, so.
Steven Spielberg.
Shall I read you the list then? Alright, Steven Spielberg is on the list.
Steven Spielberg, so
I
can go
with
that.
Yeah, I'll probably agree with you on that.
Question 6. What's the name of the spin-off that didn't make it past the first episode? Rose Color Earth Defense? Oh, gone.
K9 and Company.
It is there. Question 7. What do the writing team compare the experience of regeneration to?
Drinking a cup of coffee in the morning?
No.
Okay.
I'll ding. Depending on when this was written, it's either going to be death.
Oh.
Or it's not going to be death. Because Russell T Davies would say it's like
death.
A death. And Stephen Moffat would be like, it's not a death.
Personality disorder. Having a really good meal and feeling happy after.
Oh, of all of these, I can just tell which one it's going to be. Actually, I don't know.
Having a good nap.
A long sleep is here. But, seriously, I don't know whether these are going to be right or not until after the quiz.
What is it? A long sleep?
A long sleep, being beaten up, a severe hangover, a bad LSD trip.
Oh, a severe hangover.
Yeah. because of the whole Prism generation.
Hey, you both got that right, well done.
Yay!
Which band referenced the Daleks in a song?
I know the song, but I can't remember the band. And the song was "I'm Gonna Spend My Christmas with a Dalek."
The
Probably something like The Clash.
Right, let's put The Clash down. What was the name of the council estate Billy Piper's estate?
Sting.
That was you first.
Powell Estate.
Yes. What prompted the thousands of complaints to the BBC after an of April last year?
That was the Graham Norton TV advertisement that popped up during a serious bit.
Another show.
Yeah.
A trailer for another show which interrupted Matt Smith's climactic speech.
That's the buzzer, so that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid.
So.
Tune in next time when.
I've got a really bad sunburn.
Tune in next time.
Bye.
Bye.